Hello, everybody out there in farm country. For years, I've advocated normalizing relations with Cuba. I went there with an ag delegation 4 or 5 years ago. We tried to get our politicians, both parties, to wake up to reality. Cuba is no threat to us. The 40-year-old embargo against Cuba is a relic of distant history. In the meantime, we fought a war with Vietnam, and now we trade, have an ambassador stationed in Hanoi, and do business with our old enemy. Turn to China, where the doors are open for business, so much so that we have a huge trade deficit with China. We welcome them into the World Trade Organization. Those countries both still have socialist communist governments. So what's wrong with Cuba? Politics. Both of our political parties are afraid of losing the Cuban vote in Florida if we recognize Cuba. Maybe there's still hope. Since Fidel Castro's illness a year ago, his brother Raul has been acting president. Raul is much more willing to do business with the West and accept foreign investment. He made that very clear in a recent speech where he declared that Cuba is considering opening to more foreign investment. He went on to say he looked forward to the 2008 U.S. presidential election and an end to what he called President Bush's erratic and dangerous administration. He also said the new administration will have to decide if they will accept the olive branch that we offer. With Fidel out of the picture, Raul is reaching out. This is an opportunity. Cuba has hundreds of miles of spectacular coastline. Cubans are hardworking people and well-educated, and yet their average worker lives on $30 per month. There's a lot of upside potential there. They could be a very good market for us someday. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.